This morning we have Ed Stewart from Bike Elyria joining us. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Okay, first off, I have to get it out of the way. Did you ride your bike here this morning?
No, because I have a lot of other errands to do this morning. Normally, I probably would.
Now, to make a bike-friendly community, is that for commuting? Is that for people just to recreate on a bicycle? What's the idea behind that?
Pretty much all the above. What we really want to do is get more people out on their bicycles in our beautiful city. You know, Elyria is a very bike-friendly town already, believe it or not. But we believe that we can help make it even more friendly to the
what makes it friendly? What makes the community bike friendly? What are some of the things that go into that?
Well, one of the things is that there's more encouragement among the various populations, various groups, and businesses as well. Like for example, if a business has a bike parking area with a decent bike rack, that's encouraging people to bike bike to that place so they can stop there and lock their bike and go. Organizations can sponsor and host events where bicycles are involved, and that's one of the things that we will be doing shortly here.
What about the access related to bikes and cars? I mean, a lot of times there's a little conflict with that as far as sharing the road, sidewalks, that type of a thing, too.
Well, there's a lot of education that has to occur between the bicycle community itself and the motorists who use the same roads. Of course, most people understand that bicycles are permitted legally on the road and that they have all the rights and responsibilities that any other driver does. But we can minimize some of the conflicts that occur between bicyclists and motorists. One of the best examples right now is on Middle Avenue, where they recently created a very generous bike lane, and this gives the bicyclists a specific area where they can ride fairly safely. And the motors, are just pretty much stay out of that lane. And I've noticed that since they installed that earlier this year, I was really amazed at how much the motors have already adapted to this new situation.
Do you know who was involved with establishing a bike lane like that when they redid?
Well, the city, of course, yeah. The city is eligible for additional federal funds whenever they utilize some of these bicycle accommodations, we call them, or bicycle facilities. The federal government is pushing for more accommodations like that, and when a municipality or other jurisdiction is undergoing a change in their roadway system, they offer them a little extra money to do this.
Ed, why did you decide to pick up the cause Bike Elyria?
Well, I've been involved in cycling a large part of my adult life, about 30 years now. I started a large bike club back in 98 called Silver Wheel Cycling Club, and that club grew to around 350 members now, and it covers a five county area, and has been extremely successful. I ride my bike here in Elyria, and I've seen some problems, things that I call problems. We have people who ride unsafely, and occasionally you do see motorists that don't treat cyclists with the respect that they deserve.
We received word this week that a teacher from, I believe it's Avon Middle School, will bicycle from California to Washington, D.C. for a charitable cause.
Yeah.
Have you ever done any kind of long-distance cycling like that?
Not quite that long a distance. I've always wanted to, but now as age is creeping into my reality, I don't think I'm going to be able to do that. So I've taken that off of my bucket list. I have ridden from here to Chicago. I've ridden here from here to Niagara Falls, and a couple of years ago, I led a group. We rode down to Westerville, and that was a tough one.
Why was that tougher? And let's say Niagara Falls, for example. Do you have to carefully plan this out where it's more favorable for you to ride, or how do you do that?
Well, anytime you plan a route for a bike, you plan according to what's most favorable. But there are always situations where, you know, there's towns or places that you have to go through, and you have no choice. There's no alternatives. Going to Niagara Falls was a dream. That was, you know, it's all really flat. Yeah, around northern New York, it got a little lumpy, but it's pretty flat route. And believe it or not, we would stay on 20 and Route 5 most of the way. You get up north of the interstates, and those roads are, you know, they were built for truck traffic, and they have huge berms on them, like 12-foot berms. Yeah, and they keep them clear and all. It's just a really nice ride. Going through Buffalo is a even in a car is quite a challenge. Yeah, but they have bike routes that you can take to get all the way to the bridge, and then going over the bridge is quite a trip too.
What happens if you get a flat tire? You pop a chain link. What do you do?
Carry tools.
Really?
Sure.
You're packing, huh?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. On a trip like that, we had full rear baggage, panniers we call them, saddle bags like, and full front ones as well. Yeah, we would be carrying about 60 pounds with us, you know, which is interesting.
it's 60 pounds is what that is.
Yeah, right. You know it on a hill, especially going down.
Oh, right. Well, yeah. there's the two sides of the hill, right?
Right.
The going
right,
up and
right.
Going. Because, you know, if you go up, there's eventually somewhere you're going back down
or
vice versa as well. We're talking this morning to Ed Stewart about Bike Elyria. I notice you have a couple neighborhood rides coming
up.
Yes,
we do.
Tell us about those and what's the idea behind that.
Bike Elyria is a brand new organization. We just started in January, and it's been a slow development. So these are the first two real community events that we're organizing. The first one is this coming Sunday at North Park, and we're going to do a five mile neighborhood ride. And then the following Sunday on the 29th, we're going to do the same thing, but starting from East Rec. And it's another five-mile loop. And we hope to attract families with kids and anybody who really just wants to ride. It's very interesting, I found. I just recently drove the route for North Rec. And, you know, I've been a resident here for over 40 years, and that's... North Rec is only like four blocks from my house, and following this route, I was on roads I'd never been on in 40 years being here. Yeah, and I have relatives that live in that general area and many friends, too, but I was just amazed. And, you know, I think one of the things that people will realize is how nice our town really is.
It gives you a chance to sort of... view it and experience it.
Well, you experience it anytime you're on a bike. You experience life differently because you're going slower, so it gives you time to look at houses, look at how they decorate, look at how the streets are, and how nice things really are in Elyria.
What advice might you have for a beginner, maybe somebody who wants to join your group? They need a bike. They need a helmet. What do you tell them?
Well, that's always a concern. I always recommend people go to their local bike shop for the best professional advice on finding the right bike for them. We recommend that they don't go to some of the discount or department stores because the bikes are, they're less expensive, but they are pretty low quality, and they're not going to last very long for an adult. For kids, it's a little different. But for an adult that wants to get into cycling, we always recommend going to a local bike shop for the best advice.
And we've got lots of them in this area.
We have We have some.
Several. Yeah, okay, yes, let's put it that
right
way. Not as many as there used to be. Let's put it, I'll add that
correct,
to there, too.
Right. Yeah, it's always a changing environment.
But it's amazing what is out there. And also, it's amazing what you can spend on a bike. I mean, there's a wide range of...
Well, my wife doesn't even like me to go near them anymore. Yeah, you know, I can't leave without spending, using plastic. You know?
Right.
Well, I don't have enough cash.
And the key to a lot of that is a good comfortable seat if you're going to be riding a lot too as well.
Well, and that's always an interesting issue too. You know, beginners always try to find the widest, plushest, thickest, you know, most padded one, and that's really a big mistake. Something that's much more narrow and has a lot less padding is going to be more comfortable in the long run,
right,
actually. Yeah.
Well, we know Arthur Garford start, right? The bicycle seat, isn't that
sure
the whole thing of the
Well, yes, system? And we hope that Bike Elyria is going to be part of the Bicentennial next year. Yeah, and do something with the bike seat. I don't know if our plans are all together yet.
Well, you still have time, and you're a young organization.
Right.
It looks like there's a lot of great things coming up. Again, the Neighborhood Ride series starts up, and you have one this coming Sunday at North Rec Center, and the 29th at the East Rec Center. And you can it's bikeelyria.org, I believe I got the, if I'm right.
That's correct.
Bike Elyria. It always looks strange because you got the two E's together as one word. BikeElyria.org is a good place, and you can also check them out on Facebook. And we appreciate you coming in this morning, Ed.
Thank you for having us.
Bike Elyria, looking to get making Elyria an even more bicycle-friendly city.